a press conference hosted by the Beaver County Community Law Enforcement Coalition held its first press conference on Friday in Aliquippa. The coalition was formed in August 2016 in response by the community of high-profile shootings involving unarmed black males and killings of policemen throughout the country. The first event the coalition hosted was Breakfast with Santa at the Broadcast Street Cafe in Aliquippa, and that is where Friday's event was held. Beaver County Sheriff Tony Guy told the group that there is plenty of blame on both sides, referring to a rift between police and the community. He said law enforcement realizes that they have to do things better. He added, "I saw a lot of real leaders here. Law enforcement is not blameless in some issues." Terry Swanson, representing Holy Heritage Church, said, "I see the coalition as a way to strengthen our community. I hope the community can be educated and more transparency is needed." He said policing is one of the hardest jobs in society. We want people to speak up if there's a problem. Robin Mungo, a recruiter representing the state police, said, "We talk about the issues. We're all suffering. We want a peaceful place to live. We need to understand each other. We'll put out initiatives and programs. We want to make a difference. We have to start taking back our communities." She said it is a great opportunity to be involved in a coalition that is proactive. "I'd like to see an increase in qualified applicants for state police and opportunities for minorities. We have to be a reflection of our society." Heritage Affairs Commander for Pennsylvania State Police in Harrisburg, Sergeant William Slayton, said he works with recruiting to raise the number of minority applicants in underrepresented communities. He said his department provides training to cadets and local police on racial profiling and bias-based policing. Hopewell Township Police Detective Greg Durkas, a 27-year veteran in law enforcement, said it has to keep going on both ends. There has to be input from the police and community. Both sides have to contribute. Retired Beaver County District Attorney Tony Birosh said, "Understanding is the best insurance against tragedy." Center Township Police Chief Barry Kramer reminded everyone in attendance that there is a candlelight vigil at the courthouse Thursday evening at 9 p.m. for all deceased law enforcement officers. At 10 a.m. Friday, the police memorial observance will be held, and there will be an award ceremony, he said. This is Sandy Giordano reporting for WBBP WNBA Beaver County.